I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonic.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Pard.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Rick Fine, and I'm 61 years old, and I am the father to Naomi, who is our interviewee today.
My name is Naomi Fine. I'm 21 years old, and I'm talking here with my dad.
So, Naomi, we are here at the convention center at a conference, a very large conference, and I'm wondering what attracted you to this particular conference in this particular place?
I'm about to graduate. I go to Pitzer College in Claremont, California. So I thought I'd take advantage of their conference funding. And this totally stood out as not just being one of those conferences where you're staring at 1,000 posters. And it really was cool to me that there was so much focus on the indigenous groups and discussion-based events that bring together really different stakeholders. And of course, being in Alaska was a huge draw. Always wanted to come here.
What are your impressions and how is it meeting those expectations that you just laid out?
It's really amazing how deep people's connections to the environment are here. I don't know about you, but I don't really see that in California, people having that personal tie to the land. Because I don't know if it's the seasons or just less development, but people seem to really be more in touch with climate change and all the issues going on and taking them more seriously because of that. Growing up in Orange County, no one ever talked about the environment. Nature was something to like go to on trips far away and explore different places. And now I'm realizing what the people here have always known, which is that nature is, you're a part of it and it's like your own place where you're from. So that's been really cool. And I'm starting to be able to identify plants and things like that of Southern California, and I'm starting to see the value in that, learning how to identify and what I can eat. Being able to name things kind of makes it more personal.
What do you think brought you to this interest in nature and in being a scientist?
I was fascinated by the idea that where we live used to be ocean, and so looking for seashells or fossils or anything, and My dad buried a fish bone or a chicken bone from dinner in the backyard that was not our property. And of course, when I came across it, I assumed it was a dinosaur bone. And I think I was older than I'd like to admit when I realized that that couldn't have been a dinosaur bone. But I remember keeping it in a drawer for years and thinking that I had had some grand discovery. How do you remember that fishbone story?
You're pretty spot on. I think we buried a number of them back there, and we're telling you that this was where our house was underwater at one point. And so these were fishbones and kind of that idea. And your curiosity was just triggered and fired, and you were kind of off to the races. You have a passion about nature. There's no question about it. It does something to you, and you want to share that with others.
You guys raised me Jewish, and I definitely have appreciated the culture of that, but I never found spiritual significance there or spiritual fulfillment. And then the more I learn about science, the more spiritual I feel, especially learning about Earth history and getting perspective on how young humans are, and that's always really made me feel spiritual. And yeah, I guess I want to share that with other people. But I'm definitely interested in expanding access to nature because I do think it's really important for mental health and spirituality and physical health.
When you did that study, when you were at that trail out in Claremont, tell me a little bit about that study and what question were you kind of hoping to get at?
So I wanted to look at urban nature access, and there's this trail that's near and dear to me in Claremont called the Claremont Hills Wilderness Park. And I go there maybe 3 times a week to walk or run or just stand there and stare at birds. And that's been a really grounding thing throughout my 4 years of college. You see like these huge extended families having picnics there, or you'll see like a 70-year-old woman fast walking by herself. It's just really cool, the breadth of people that are served by the trail. So I wanted to explore that and see what the role of having a tiny spot of wilderness that's accessible to the Inland Empire, which otherwise is all concrete jungle, you know, looking at how that affects community health, physical, mental, emotional, everything, social health as well. I had never done qualitative research like that before, so it was really cool realizing you can just talk to people and that's data. That's useful data. I was 18, stood at the front of a trail. I didn't take myself super seriously because I was like, I'm not a scholar. What am I doing? But I just kind of stood there asking people if I could interview them as they got on the trail. There were so many common threads of people saying it built community. It was a space where their kids could find things to be interested in. Their kid would be fascinated with like an ant on the ground, and then they got to exercise, and there was something for everyone there. A lot of the things people talked about was that when they were in nature, there was less competition. They felt like a sense of camaraderie with other people that they passed by. And the more I've gotten into nature and science and environmental things and outdoor things, the more I've realized the importance of community. And I don't know if it's that being in nature brings people together or if it's just that that's where I've found people who are more like-minded.
Well, I just want to say, Nomi, thank you for sharing this with me and maybe with the world, and how proud Mom and I are really of you and your the journey that you're on. I can't wait to see how you move forward in life.
Thanks, Dad.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skomberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Michael DeLue. And our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.